This is another in-between-isode of the All Things Risk podcast. Welcome and welcome back, one and all, to the All Things Risk podcast. My name is Ben Cattaneo, your host. This is a short in-between-isode. I wasn't planning on putting one out this week, but something grabbed me and I wanted to share it with you. Our next full episode goes out next week, but in this short little episode, I wanted to talk about deciding like a human being. So let's get into it. So decision-making is where uncertainty and human agency meet. Human agency, what I mean by that is what we can do and what we control. We can't control the future, but we can control our decisions. And I've often talked about the importance of critical thinking, and we've had many discussions with my guests about cognitive biases. And in short, we are not robots. We cannot and should not make a decision only on the basis of the purely utilitarian, the purely quantitative, or the purely rational methods in which we can use to support our decision-making. So to amend a phrase from David Quammen, our latest guest, decision-making is a human activity, much like David says that science is a human activity. We need to make decisions like human beings. And many of the tools and frameworks out there on risk management and decision-making don't sufficiently take those things into account. So I wanted to offer some thoughts on what I think that means and what it doesn't mean. To be very clear, I am not saying don't use critical thinking and logic. No. What I am saying is to integrate thinking critically and logic with the human side of decision making. And I love this quote from an interview with Bruce Lee that I'm going to share with you, and then we'll come back and get into it.
I mean, here it is, the natural instinct, and here is control. You are to combine the two in harmony. Not if you have one to the extreme, you will be very unscientific. If you have another to the extreme, you become all of a sudden a mechanical man, no longer a human being.
So I love the idea of combining the two in harmony. And that, I think, is a great way to look at this. And what I'll be sharing with you in a moment are five aspects of the human side of decision making that I think are very important. They aren't the only ones, and we can spend a huge amount of time on each of these five things, but we don't have that amount of time right here and now. So let's get into it. So point number one is to know your value. So many decisions that might be difficult may actually be difficult, not because there's no clear-cut winner from, say, a financial perspective, but because they haven't been measured against our values. There's a great TED Talk by Ruth Chang, the link to which is in the show notes, in which she describes choosing between becoming a lawyer and becoming a philosopher, and that our personal values can cut through and provide some clarity on what to do. And if you've never sat down and figured out what your personal or organizational values are, I suggest that you do that. It's a great way of providing some criteria through which to measure your decisions and your options, particularly if you're stuck. Point number two. Know who is important in your life. So another critical consideration is to think about the people who are most dear to you and how the decision you will make may impact on them. So for instance, if you're considering a new job that pays more but involves a longer commute, you might want to consider the impact that might have on the time you have with your children and your family. Extremely important, and another way of cutting through what might be a difficult decision. Point number three, HALT yourself. I came across this acronym recently, HALT, and it's short for hungry, angry, lonely, and tired. Never make a big decision if you are in any one of these states. Make sure you're properly fed, preferably clean, healthy food, you are rested, and that your mind is calm and clear. And also get enough exercise and movement in your life. There are any number of studies that discuss the cognitive benefits of exercise, particularly aerobic cardiovascular exercise. And going back to food, there is fascinating research on the role of the microbiome, in other words, our gut bacteria, on so many aspects of our lives. Again, a few links on that in the show notes, and it's vitally important that we take care of our minds and our bodies. So few frameworks really bring this side of decision-making out. And that brings me to point number four, meditate. I've said it before, I'll say it again. We need to take care of our minds, and meditation is a scientifically proven way to do this. If you think about all the jumbled thoughts in our heads, like a jar of dirty water, a regular meditation practice helps the dirt particles settle at the bottom of the jar and we can see across to the other side. If you don't know where or how to start a meditation practice, I recommend downloading the Headspace app or the Calm app and give it a go. Try it for a few days and you'll start to notice the difference. And point number five, don't do it alone. Finding a small group of peers or mentors who know you can be a great way of testing your options and what you are considering. But think about this group very carefully. They might be people who you've known for a long time and who you trust, but they also might come from your network. And if you want more on that, check out our episode with Adam Connors on networking, also in the show notes. I'm reminded of the conversation that we had a while back with Tom Harden, aka Tipper X, and he got into insider trading, and one of the things he talked about was not having an extended network or a small group of people who could kind of tell him, hey, you're going down the wrong sort of path and correct him. Extremely important. So there you have it. Five things that if you are or you have in place, then I suggest you are in a great place to then move on to some of the very cool, more utilitarian, rational decision-making techniques that are out there and that we can talk about in a future in-between-isode. Things like probability theory and decision trees and sensitivity analysis and tornado charts. And all of those things really warrant a separate episode, or just bring it back to simple logic and critical thinking. But do consciously bring your humanity into your decision-making, and let me know what you think. Drop me a comment or send me an email, allthingsrisk@gmail.com, and be on the lookout for a webinar on decision-making that we will be offering very, very soon. If you don't want to miss that or anything else, subscribe to our mailing list or to the podcast. Go to allthingsrisk.co.uk, that's .co.uk. Our next full episode will be out next week. Until then, and as always, don't forget, risk is life.